is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Should people be using Craigslist? Craigslist ads
specializing in sex, pornography, and fetishes.
Craigslist is only used for selling couches and finding handjobs.
Craigslist has something for you.
Beautiful. Craigslist. All right, let's go around the room and get everybody going with their Craigslist this morning. These are actual ads from Craigslist or the marketplace sections of different websites. People trying to peddle this crap. Some of it holiday related. Rod Fitzwell, let's start with you.
Yes. From Odessa, Texas.
Yeah.
For sale.
Yeah, yeah.
Temporarily used urn. Yes.
Temporarily used urn.
Yes.
Is that like a cremation urn?
That's exactly what it is. Okay. Here's the description. You ready?
Yeah.
Brass urn. Oh, there's no punctuation, so here we go.
Oh, good.
Brass urn temporarily held ashes of my aunt. Ashes were taken out of this urn, put in different urn per request. Her urn in great condition. This urn would cost $300 new, asking $150.
Wow. Well, we had a similar reaction to it.
How did she make that request that her ashes be taken out of the urn?
A tough call, right?
Yeah. So, temporarily used brass urn normally costs $300, $150. Gently used.
Bologna.
Yeah, bologna.
Don't ever pay that for one of those things. Don't ever buy from the funeral home. No, you know what you do? And the funeral director told me this because I had my mother cremated. Mm-hmm. And the ashes had to be divvied up. He said, you can go to Walmart, buy little ginger jars. We'll divvy it up amongst all of them. Everybody takes a nice little ginger jar home. Cost you $3 a piece. So I got them, but they're like $200.
I hear you, but this is just some guy that doesn't know how to use punctuation, just trying to make a buck here, Rick.
Yeah.
$150. You gently used urn.
What are you going to use it for?
Oh, no.
I'm going to put sugar in it. Sit it out on the kitchen table. Nice.
We were debating this. We don't even know if this is legal.
Oh, whether a used urn? I don't know. Did you look it up?
No.
Okay.
No, we can
there
look
we
it
go.
Up.
There you go. Yeah. All right. You want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean, your turn.
Yes. I have a lovely one, actually. My music went away. Why did my music disappear on me?
I don't know. Things happen around here.
They do.
You are apparently a vortex of bad luck for this bit.
There it is.
All right. There we go. You're sucking all the...
I'm sorry.
Sucking it in, baby.
I'm sorry.
There you go. You're back.
I am. And this one. Due to unforeseen circumstances beyond anybody's control,
yeah.
I am now in possession of dozens of baby chinchillas. Now, everyone deserves to experience their unique companionship. And unfortunately for most, the dream of universal chinchilla ownership remains just that, a dream.
Yes.
Therefore, I will be making a generous offer to a number of people.
Yeah.
I will give 2 chinchillas per inquiry.
I say, yes, I... You're a 2 chinchilla note.
Yes. I will make one exception. Today is my birthday, and it would make me very happy to hear the birthday song.
Yes.
So if you sing it to me in a voicemail, I'll give you 3 chinchillas.
First prize is 2 chinchillas. Second prize is 4.
My birthday also falls on the holy Ukrainian holiday of Air Force and Air Defense Forces Day. So out of solidarity for the people of Crimea, I would give you 4 chinchillas if you sing the birthday song in a Slavic language.
Yes.
And there is a note. Finnish is not a true Slavic language.
Wow. This is very specific.
It is very specific. But if you're looking for a couple chinchillas.
Chinchillas.
And you feel like singing happy
now,
birthday.
Don't chinchillas have to have a mate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They die of loneliness and whatnot. And then they root around in the dirt or something, right?
Yes.
You dust them or powder them or something?
Yep. And that's I think that's the minimum. She's going to give you 2. Minimum.
All right, minimum, yeah. They got to go as 2s. All right. Michael.
Yes.
Talk to me. What do you got over
all
there?
All right. Well, it's always nice to find some vintage stuff when you're going thrifting at thrift stores.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
It's even better when it's free. I bought this VCR from a local thrift store.
Yeah.
Only to discover that there's an old porno inside. The tape is somehow stuck inside, and I have tried everything to get it out, but will not budge.
Wait, it's a tape?
It's a tape inside of a VCR.
Okay.
And
wow.
Giving away the VCR for free.
Because it only plays this one movie.
The porno works fine. And you can watch the whole thing from beginning to end.
Nice.
However, it did get a little boring after the 10th time.
Oh, really?
The 10th time. Bravo.
That's why he's out. Right.
Anyone can take it off of my hands since it is somewhat useless now. Please text only.
Oh, there we are. Nice.
I remember those days where the tape would get stuck in the VCR and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, and then if you could get the cartridge out, then you got to figure out a way to get the tape out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My cousin, for a while, had a repair business for those things. Just for stuff like that.
I may have gotten a tape that shouldn't have been in there, stuck in there.
Oh, man, did you panic?
Yeah.
Like, how am I getting the... Oh, my God. I'm going to have to cut this thing. My only way to get it out.
I'm going to have to pay for this tape.
Eat this, yeah. Oh, that's right. May have rented it back in the day. Yeah, buddy. All right, finally this. Holiday related. You're really going to enjoy this. I think you're going to think that this is great, great, great.
Christmas tree. Christmas tree.
Pick it up, Tony. Come on.
Such pleasure do you bring me.
From British Columbia, Canada.
Christmas tree.
Christmas ornament for sale. Tree. Unique baked bean such Christmas ornament. One of a kind. In glass, very heavy, authentic, real baked beans. $30.
This Christmas tree.
I have a photo. It is a glass ornament filled with liquidy, nasty baked beans.
Oh, that is so gross looking.
How about that?
No.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus.
And it doesn't look like it was that difficult to make.
No.
You just buy an empty
glass
and open it up and put beans in it.
Ball and poured baked beans into it.
Any kid can make that in 5 minutes.
$30.
Wow.
$30. Got 4,000 looks.
No.
4,000
looks. 4,000 looks.
You know who you buy that for?
Yes.
Someone you don't like.
Yes.
Hey, I got you something for Christmas.
Oh, you didn't have to.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you, it's a baked bean ornament. It is great, 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 and it's baked, baked, baked. Yeah.
Tell him, Tony.
Nice.
There you go. Craigslist, by the way, sponsored by
Papa Joe's Smoke Shop. Head to one of the 7 locations this Black Friday weekend for 10 to 50% off everything store-wide. Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, where everybody smokes happy.
All right, thank you, man. It's Craigslist for you on the broadcast this morning.
Got a 65 Chevy Malibu with automatic drive, a custom paint job too. I'll trade you for my old wheelbarrow and a slightly used sombrero, and I'll even throw in a stapler if you insist. A trash can of styrofoam peanuts. You can have them for free. You can drop by on the weekend and pick them up from me. But the trash can ain't part of the deal. Only giving you the peanuts. Get real, don't have no hefty bag. So bring your own. Don't bug me with questions on the phone. Don't ask for help. Don't waste my time. And don't complain, cause they won't cost you a dime. Just ask yourself, do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have my styrofoam peanuts.